Blog Talk Radio.
Crossing over tonight with our ancestors is Tuesday night. The last month in the year, we're going to be talking to our ancestors tonight. And we're going to touch some things. Stand up, get up, step up, and be where you ought to be tonight. You can call my number at 708-582-0372. 708-582-0372. We'll be on Saturday night, Cargo. You'll come on in Detroit from 11 to 1, Mary. And Sherry, where you at, we'll be on from 10 to 10:30. That's for you down in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. Those that in California will come on at 11, okay? And that's for you. So we got different times for different people. Detroit and Atlanta, Georgia, we'll come on from 11, the Saturday night, 11 o'clock to 12:30. In Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, we come on at 10 to 10:30. We come on at 10:30 and come off at 12. That's Washington night. We want to tell you that. Get ready. This is Crossroads Ancestor Night, I share. And Job, you know, when Mary and Martha came to Jesus and said, Jesus, Lazarus is dead. And Jesus said, no, he's just sleeping. They said, no, he's dead. We had you to come, but you were busy. And Jesus asked the question, show me where he lay at. So they went to the graveyard. Jesus went to the graveyard and called Lazarus back from the grave. It's in the Bible. Tonight, we're going into the last month of this year. And I got my book called The Miracles of Jesus, and I got my prophecy, Mass Flood, down in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, out that way. Mass Flood is going to be happening next year. And next year, I got another prophecy. Just get the book then. If you order the book, The Miracles of Jesus, in your library, and you... If you got to need to plant a seed, so I'm seeding. And if you want something to happen to you very fluently, I want God to bless you. I got a picture, I didn't know it till somebody showed it to me, where, and I think somebody had it, where Jesus is on one side of me and Mother Mary on the other side, and I'm walking with Jesus and Mother Mary. All the marching I did with Dr. King, all the marching I did with Mr. Arkansas, I'm more proud of this picture walking with Mother Mary and Jesus. That's a blessing for you, and I want you to have it in your home, and I want you to have that blessing to say, I got Bishop where he's walking with the divine will of God, God's Son, and Mother Mary. I want you to have that. Yeah, I'm walking with them. You can see them. Okay. And I want you to have it in your wallet. And if you send for it to Bishop, I want the picture where you're walking with Jesus and Mother Mary. Consider it. And too many people consider it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I can tell you what they said, but I've never seen John walk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you, as we cross over tonight, I want to start off with get up, step up, and let 2023 be a blessing for you. This is the last month of the year. No more Tuesdays to next year. But if you want to know, as we cross over, Pearl, I want you to read 51 number Psalms and 56. Your name is on this circle, Pearl. 51, 56, I hope you're on there. Thank you, Town Spirit. As I get ready to pour out a blessing tonight, we're praying. Chief Izzy was telling me about the snow that got up in South Dakota. They got 10 feet of snow. Not 10 inches, 10 feet. that Nazim God had to pull him out. Then nobody reported, the news people didn't report what happened. That up there in the Indian reservation, they got so much snow. They talk about what happened in Buffalo in New York. I mean, them people got snow. They had to get the Nazim God to come and dig them out. That 10 feet up over your house. And I was talking to Bright Star, and Bright Star had called me out of California and was giving me some prophecy of what was going on in the California region. So we're going to have flood, mudslide, and that way. So I want you tonight to receive the miracles of Jesus. You need that book in your library. You need to have that book. And what I do, I put your personal prophecy in the book. When you call, ask for the book, the bitch, I see it, and I will send me the book. Now, if you got a need tonight, going into next year, what you want, you need to start your seeding. You need to see, you need to say, well, I want to see $1,000 for the year. God will, let me say something. If you have not, you have not. You have not, you have not. When you, see, the widow woman didn't have them, but okay, she gave it to the prophet, and she fed the whole community. Anytime you see, I see seven people right now. I have no problem to go to my website, to SteveAbrahamJoseph.com, and write that check or mail it to Post Office Box 289097. I do my fundraiser for the Steve Abraham the end of the month. This month, next month, will be fundraising for our radio show. Thank you, Tim. Now, Jim, you said, Bishop, I can't send $1,000, but I can send $100 every month. That'll work. Or I can send to open up, to keep the ministry going. And when I come to visit you, or when I come to your city, and I want you there because you've been supporting the ministry, to see the Abraham, notice.com. But I want you to get ready tonight for a blessing. And I want to go back with what's going on now. I say, the lady called me and said she lost her daughter Christmas. I'm praying for May family and praying for that family who lost this young lady. And she worked hard in the movement. And I want to say that to her. But we still are going next year free. Jeff Free Larry for 2023-24, support the Dr. King movement, support SCLC, Marcus Garvey movement, Malcolm X movement, and Dr. Martin Luther King movement. We're going to be really sending letters to ask these young men to be freed, their political prisoners in jail as I speak. And you see what happened to the White House. Everybody that went up there, did none of them get no 5, 10 years, did none of them get life. Back in the day, for treason, you get hung. But they don't do that no more. They hang black folks. You know, it's just a shame so much that went on. You got to rise up beyond that and know God is a healer. And God will bring you back. Like when I say, cross over to ancestry, what you mean? I mean, I'm crossing over to ancestors to see what they're saying to you for 2023, personal, they got for you. Step up. And that's what you got to do. Step up for them to do something for you. And that's what happened. Get ready for God's blessing.
Don't give up the fight. Remember the suffering. Heaven is on this earth. I know you know that. One life is greater than one. It's not more than people are going. Stop the story. Remember the story. Stand up for your life.
That's Bob Marley said, get up, stand up for your right. And this is Cardinal's ancestors, and you need to stand up for your right, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your blessing. I want to thank Sister Sherry all the way from Minnesota. She sung a great song for us, and she's going to be singing going in 2023. So get yourself together. I'm praying for you and you tonight as we cross over. I want to talk a little bit about remote viewing and clairvoyant healing and clairvoyant sight. When you got a clairvoyant gift, you see things other people don't see. When you're able to move beyond walls, when you clairvoyant, or they call it prophetic gift. If you're a prophet or you're a prophetess, that's a woman. These gifts are given by God. Some people got them from birth. These are different gifts that you have. You don't know you have it. And if you're a preacher, you ought to have a prophetic gift if you're a preacher. Some study preachers, but they don't act like it, and they don't do enough to heal people. So when you do remote viewing, that remote viewing is a spirit come and walk with you. Some people, if you got a dream, raise your hand. If you've been dreaming, raise your hand. Press one, I'll tell you about your dream tonight. Because dreams and vision is different. When you get a vision, you don't have to be asleep. But when you dream, you'll be asleep, but it'd be a truth. So I was telling a young lady in the dream, you're going to be all right. And she said, I lost my church. I said, the spirit said you're going to be all right. So if you got a sickness or illness in your body, your ancestors will come. And by the way, this month, the angel Hamiel, the angel of December, Hamiel, and we're going into next month, the angel and the ancestor kind of work together. So tonight, you might have a question that you want to ask about your family member, or you got a question you want to ask about your life. It might not be going so clear. But I put this in the Astro. Free Jeff Ford, free Larry Hoover, free all the political prisoners that's in jail. And Dr. Christian, I want you to work on that campaign, freeing Jeff and freeing Larry and anybody else throughout this country are political prisoners. And Dr. Christian, I want to put you chairman of that committee, and you get your team together. We're going to write them people, and we're going to see why these people is not out of jail. Because you go to jail, you're going to be rehabilitated. You don't take no life trying to rehabilitate you. The system is so corrupt. Somebody got to step up and turn it around. In 2023, a lot of things going to be brought out. I just want to tell you that tonight. And I want you to be a part of the healing of the nation. I want you to be a part of the job quality, I say, and be a part of reparation. And when you say reparation, Dr. King said in a speech, we're going to Washington to get our money. Back then, people didn't know what he thought. He was talking about reparation, what they owe black folks, what they owe people that have been enslaved. They never did pay the people that in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they burned up buildings down, killed a lot of them in mass graves. They didn't pay them for that. For those that picked cotton and made cotton king down south, tobacco in Virginia, cotton, Louisiana sugar cane, and all the other cities of the South, Texas, or all that land was given to people just got over here and when blacks were already here, okay? Now, I want to say tonight that there's something going on. There's a scripture, Mary. I want you to get Psalms 22. Psalm 22. I want you to read 7 verses of that. Now, Psalms 22. I want her to read the 7 verses because we're in 22. And after you read 22, I want you to read the first 7 verses of 23. And God's going to give you, this is because of the ancestor. Your spiritual power through the anointing of the Holy Ghost will show you some things and will tell you some things. And God spoke to Moses and told Moses, step back. Let me handle this. Exodus 14, 14, you can read it for yourself. God has already got a ram in the bush. And God always got something special for some of you. But you didn't accept it. See, when God left Adam and Eve over the garden, they had to accept it. If you don't accept what God gives you, somebody else will come and take it. So you got to accept what God going to give you. You got to accept what God going to open up for you. So when God gives you something, you got to accept it. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou heardest not in the night season and am not silent.
Mary, hold up. She started off with, God, where have you forsaken me? That's how you start off, right?
Yep.
The first verse says, God will have you sickly. This is in 2022 now. This is the year of 2022. Reason so much going on, let's reverse that. People have forsaken the way of God. They doing their own thing. They out the closet. Oh, we out the closet, honey. And it's all right to be out the closet. The Bible saying what's going on in 2022. This is what's going on. You have forsaken God for a false God, for a lie. Here's a congressman lie all the way, and they put him in office. And he lied about everything. So a liar do not tarry in God's eyesight. So what I'm saying, you want to know what's going on, the Bible just telling you you have forsaken God for our God. You have forsaken God for doing something that's not of God. Or it's all right to dress. It's all right for me to marry a man. It's all right for me to marry a woman. It's all right for me to start me another organization. It's all right for me. You have forsaken the divine law of God. And the divine law of God will be fruitful and multiply. And we have this generation right now have turned its back on God. Now, what I'm looking at now, this scripture is telling us what's happening right now. Storm, flood. God's trying to get your attention, but you don't want it. So the Bible says, I just said, the wage of the sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life. So death going to come. More people going to die till they repent and say, God, forgive me. It's important to understand the last month of the year, it's time for you to straighten up and fly right. It's time for you to understand God said hi and look low. And he already know that you have turned your back. A generation has turned his back away from God. What happened to Solomon and Gomorrah? They turn away from God. God destroyed. Any nation that do not honor God, they soon will fall. Yeah, but hear what I'm saying. That's what's happening. That was Psalm 20. That was Psalm 22. Now turn to Psalm 23.
23?
7 verses of Psalm 23. You didn't finish the one 23, did you? 22.
No.
Oh, finish it.
Finish it?
Yeah, just finish it.
Okay. Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou heardest not in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praise of Israel. Our fathers trust in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. That they cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despise of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying. Okay, that's 1 through 7, Psalm 23.
Yes, now, go to 23. Now, when she gets that, what David was saying, people don't want to endure sound doctrine. They'd rather have a lie than the truth. They don't want you. They will lie. And said, look, what we got going on now is a lot. And people embracing lot. And corporations, companies, churches, they embracing lies. The truth got to come out. Now, this what been happening in 2023. People killing themselves. People been suicide. Flood. Whole town burned down. Whole earthquake come. when all that happens, God is still in control until man repents. Ain't about going to Washington to repent, you know, white folks. You got to repent to God. You white, you got to repent. You black, you got to repent. We all got to repent to God. Until you repent to God, things going to keep happening. Now, this is what's going to be happening in 2023. Read that.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, amen.
David standing on a rock saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I don't know what you're doing. Don't really care. But you got to stand on faith that God will give you the job. God will heal your body. God will heal your children. So David said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not. Most people, my grandmother used to take that psalm with her everywhere she go. And she had a big picture of that psalm roll out in the living room. That psalm is, people say that psalm more than any psalm in the Bible. That's the psalm that they read. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. And they continue to read that.
We know how to
Peace and love. Pearl, I see your hand up. What you want to ask me, Pearl?
I just wanted to know what my husband is saying.
I feel when I cross over with your husband, he's very proud of you, and he wants you to know he at rest, and that he don't want you to worry about nothing what you're worrying about. He's at rest, and he's smiling. Okay, and he said, this is what he's saying. He apologized for some things that happened in your life, but he smiled as you being blessed, okay? That's what he's saying.
Thank you.
He don't want you to worry about your son and your grandson. He don't want that to be. He said he don't want you to worry about that, okay? And he wants you to know that he's all right, and I'm just trying to see what he's saying to you. All is well, and I'm picking up a big energy. Sometimes he don't want to frighten you, but sometimes I feel him walking down that hallway. You know what I'm talking about? So don't be worried about it. He like you look and sometimes you see something, that's his spirit walking down that hallway, but it's not to frighten you, let you know that he's kind of protecting you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I want you to get ready for Saturday to have your testimony for a new year and going the year going out. Okay, thank you for that. Now, since I got you on the line, your mother come and she got a pretty dress on and she's saying that she thank you for doing what you did. She will always thank you for taking care of the family when she couldn't, okay? And I think she coming with your grandmother, another lady coming with her. And this lady got pretty gray hair, and she would have been there. Your mother come, okay? And when she comes, she ain't coming for nothing bad. Her spirit come to let you know all is well. When you cross over with her, she ain't telling me nothing about you being sick or nothing. She telling me that you got to look out for one somebody, but she says she's okay, thank you. She's saying that she all messed up in the head, and because of your temple and her temple, she gonna beg you pardon next year. She gonna beg you pardon next year, and your mother told me that. So she's really messed up, and you know it. But you ain't got to bow down to nobody, she said, because you was there for everybody. I say, that's what happened to you. Now, if you had a dream, press 1, I can tell you your dream. If somebody had a dream, a vision. Okay, I see you got your hand up, 30-30. Some, I'm going to tell you about your dream, Psalm 57 and 38. Them two songs will handle your dream. Thank you, kind spirit. If you want to know, as we cross over, Ashe, to our ancestor tonight, if you got a question you want to ask, you can ask the question now, and we will answer for you. Oh, Praying tonight for all the loved ones that's in the spirit realm tonight. And we want to say to you that as we cross over with our ancestors, we're picking up great energy. Look out for you, Sadie. This out for you, Sherry, Mary. Lena, this is for you. Joanne, this is for you. Pastor Ella, this is for you tonight. That's going to be a revolution. Things going to be happening in the spirit realm.
Get to the children crying.
Chicago. I want you to see the Miracles of Jesus book. And I want you to see the prophecy. Positive vibration. The resurrection. St. Matthew 9:18. St. Luke 7, verse 11 through 17. John 11, verse 1 through 14. But Jesus told Lazarus to come forth. And I want to tell you, God has a blessing with your name on it. He's the God of resurrection. And by being that, it's a blessing for you. Positive vibration. Your vibration got to be positive. The things around you have to work positive for you to get what you want. All is well tonight. Mm-hmm. And those that have called, I'm praying for you. Those that made their mind up that they're going to move into 2023, doors open up for you. Them that made their mind up, they're going to do something different. I'm praying for you tonight that doors will open up for you. And I want to tell you tonight, good expression, good vibration that come from the Almighty.
Before God of men, the sin of the unification.
go to the next level, God's going to tell us some things. When the spirit of our ancestors come, they bring music in the clouds. Molly in the spirit and Tupac in the spirit rapping. Thank you.